Hello, my name is Aterica. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor on the Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back, and how can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. It's me, Shania. But could you give me a minute, please?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
Okay, yes. I was calling to apply for partial unemployment.
Okay, ma'am. I can do that for you. May I have your social security number?
418-55-80-51.
Okay, ma'am. And may I have your name, your date of birth?
Shania Lee. Shania. Last name is Lee. Lee. October 10th, 2002.
Okay, ma'am. And could I have your driver's license number and your mother's main name?
Okay. 1 second on the driver's license number. Mother, matter name is my hand.
Got it.
And I'm getting my driver's license number. Okay. 107-69-69-1.
Okay, got it. What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
I'm going to read you the fraud acknowledgement statement, and it's just asking, do you understand? Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation and can issue this claim considered fraud?
Mm-hmm.
They understand that fraud is a federal offense, punishable by a fine, and or imprisonment up to 5 years, and could affect your ability to receive future benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation, any on to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
What's that? I got me. Okay. I filed for unemployment, but I never received money from it. Like, and I think that was in, like, I want to say 2020 or 2021.
Got it. Did you receive notification that you have trade adjustment allowance certification?
No.
And that only applies if you're laid off as a result of competition from imports or the company you're working for had moved overseas.
Uh-huh.
Your name is spelled S-H-A-N-I-A and then L-E-E.
Yes.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No.
And could I have a good phone number for you? 334-596-5849. I'm going to ask you some demographic questions now, and this is just for... I'm sorry, I'm over here skipping the wrong one. I didn't went all the way to the end.
You good.
Okay. I'm just going to ask you some demographic questions. It says, the first one is, what is your race?
Race.
Oh, race.
Black.
What is the highest grade completed in school?
Well, I graduated 12th grade.
Ooh, hold up. Let me see. Let me try that again, because it's acting like you don't want to go in. So that is the right mother's maiden name.
Tamika, my hair, yes.
Oh, no, I know it's right. I was just saying, I was just double checking, I see it. So it is right. That is the right one. And I'm trying to see if it's going to let me put it in. Because it's acting crazy. Okay, there it is. I just had to. The first time it gave me an error, but when I did it again, it let me go through. Okay. And you said the highest grade was, you said 12th?
Yes.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
I can't hear you.
Well, I said, did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
And may I have your current address?
2233 Westgate Parkway, apartment B31.
And can I get the city and zip code?
Dothan, Alabama, 36303.
36303, Dothan, Alabama. Parkway. Let me make sure the right one popping up. And do you get your mail at that same address?
Yes.
Let me try that again. I might need to. Is Westgate together or separate?
Together.
Okay, so that is right. I think I gotta space that out, the other one out. Apartment
Parkway
B.
Parkway together.
Okay. Is it like...
You can do PKWY.
PKWY, let me see. Is it gonna work?
That's what it says on the sign.
Hmm. So let me see. Is it gonna let me do it? Nope. Apartment B31, that's the right one too. Come on now. And that's right. Everything right. And it's acting crazy.
2233?
Mm-hmm. It's just acting like you don't want to pull up with the address. Like I found it, but it's not letting me put it in. I think I just had to put up B31 by itself instead of the APT part. Alright. Let me try it one more time. Let's get them on. They're getting so aggravated with these. B31. I just want to leave it alone. Okay, ma'am. And what was your last occupation, your job title? Well, the one you're still working at now.
Doubletree Hotel, I'm a housekeeper.
Housekeeper, okay. Okay, so they do have house, they do have like housekeeping staff and then housekeeping aid.
Aid, I guess.
Okay. Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
I don't understand.
So it's just ask. I know you only doing part time, so it's just asking, are you seeking work in that same job?
Yeah.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union?
What do you mean by that?
So it's asking, like, is your job with a union? Like,
I
is it?
I don't even know.
Okay. Are you currently registered for, or are you attending school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, I still work there.
Okay. Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
What do you mean by that?
So just asking, are you available to work all your current shifts? Like if you work in day shift, for example, can you keep doing that?
I can, but I'm pregnant right now, so I can't really work at a pace that I want to work.
Got it. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yeah, after I have my baby.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No. Only because I had to take off for a week since daycare was out. That's why.
Okay. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I just don't know. I don't have a car.
Okay. What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
I was doing 30, well, 40 hours, but now it's at 20.
Okay, so, like, it's just asking, like, what is the lowest hourly wage you'll accept? Like, how much, what's the lowest pay?
$400.
So, like, $12 or $13 an hour?
Yes, 12.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business or do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between April 1st, 2023 and March 31st, 2024?
No.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
What do you mean by that?
So it's asking, do you want 10% of your, you know, your unemployment to go towards federal income tax?
No.
If you're approved for benefits, you have asked to receive your payments, direct deposit into your check or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to deliver to you after approved for payments. And there are fees and fee charged for certain activities. If you have a checking and savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
direct deposit. I'll use my bank.
Okay. And do you want checking or savings?
Check is.
Okay. May I have your routing number?
One second, I'm getting it now. Okay, one second. I'm trying to find it on my phone. Okay, one second. Let me just find my paper.
Okay, just tell me you're ready.
One second, I'm sorry.
No, you're okay.
Okay. I think this is it right here. Okay, my router number is 261-272-046. You can read it back out to me.
Oh, I can't read it back. It's just for privacy reasons.
Okay, well, the checking account number is 121-0005-35778.
Okay, and could you repeat both of those for me one more time? I just want to make sure I have me in right.
The route number is 261-272-046. Checking is 121-0005-35778.
Okay, ma'am. And I just want to double check. So it was 4 zeros and the account number, and then the last, it was only 2 7s?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then the 8.
Got it. And I did put down the 8 at the end.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. And could I get the name of your employer, the one you filed the claim for?
DoubleTree Hotel. Joseph Ordinaro.
Okay. W2 Hotel. So is Wiregrass Hotel something different?
I don't know what that is.
Trying to see. And does the hotel go under a different name?
No, it's DoubleTree for all I know.
DoubleTree Hotel. And could I get the address for that job?
One second. It is 2740 Ross Clark Circle, Dutton, Alabama, 36301.
So, let me see, 2740 Ross Clark Circle.
Ross Clark.
Oh, sorry. Ross Clark Circle.
Mm-hmm.
And could I get the phone number for that job?
334-699-1400.
334-699. see, DoubleTree Hotel. And do you have a pay stub for them or anything? I just want to see if it goes under DoubleTree Hotel or if it's a different name.
If so, it start with an R.
Let me see.
You can type in RAJRISHAB Hotel.
RAJRISAB Hotel. LLC?
AB.
Oh, sorry. I'm going to just say it back one more time. So it's RAJ. RISHAB
Hotel LLC. Yes.
Got it. And you told me that phone number was 334-699-1400.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's in Dothan,
Alabama. Mm-hmm. 3601.
And could I get your start date for this job?
July 27th. Wait. Yeah, July 25th.
Was it July 25th of last year?
Yes, 2023.
And could I get your last day working?
I still work there.
Oh, I know. I just had to put down the last day you had work.
The last day I worked was, let's take, let me look at my own thing. The last day I worked was Saturday, June 29th.
June 29th, 2024. And now it says, it's asking why are you no longer working, and I just put down, you know, the hours, lack of hours.
Yes, but I'm pregnant, so that's really why.
Okay. It says, are you working out hours made available to you by your employer?
Yes, I am, but the thing is, I'm pregnant, so I can't really move as quick as the others. So I had to get my days dropped down because I was kind of behind all the time.
Okay. And now it's just asking, did you request a reduction in hours? And I can put yes for that.
I don't know because I can't work as much hours now.
Okay. And now it's asking, were you hired to work part-time only?
I don't know. I think that's a full-time job. I don't know.
Okay. And then earlier I did put down the that question I asked since last Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work? I did put down pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now it's asking, have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
We don't get that benefit.
Okay. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, I don't even know what that is.
Okay. I'm going to read you a disclaimer and then I'm going to ask you some random questions. Come on. Come on, where is it? Okay, it says, U.S. Rand find that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings to provide a wage reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. You certify by entering your full name here that all of your answers are true and correct.
Can you repeat that?
It says, you are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings to provide a wage reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. You certify by entering your full name here that all of your answers are true and correct.
Yes.
Okay. And now I'm going to ask you some random questions now, and this is just for identity verification. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 102 Lone Oak Drive, 2544 Galleon Street, 663 North Pass Road, 901 Tate Drive, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses?
901 Tate Drive.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 200 County Road 798, 228 Spring Road Southeast, 4300 Meadow Walk Court, 608 Mustang Drive, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses?
608 Mustang.
What color is your 2000 Ford Excursion? Dark blue, gold, green, silver, or I have never been associated with this vehicle?
I've never been associated with this vehicle. What it was?
A 2000 Ford Explorer, a 2004 Excursion.
Yeah. My auntie had that truck.
Got it. It says, you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. And it's just asking, do you agree to file this partial claim?
Yes.
You certifying the penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information is provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Mm-hmm.
You understand that it is your responsibility to re-familiarize. You understand that it is your responsibility to re-familiarize yourself with the contents of the claim and benefit handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna read you the closing statements. The following instruction telephone numbers are very important. In term, it takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work. You claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your credential application remains active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain your active credential application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamawork.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Be able to do so, may result in an interest in your benefits. The information booklet, Benefits, Rights, Responsibility, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required certifications. Fair to find scripts in the booklet, clear cause denial of benefits. The process you just completed, filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim is not automatic extra payments to you. You must complete certification once a week to claim your benefits of the previous week. Fear to make complete certification each week could result in loss of benefits. Let me see. Unemployment claims use calendars beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file a week certification either online on the claimant portal, click file week certification button on the homepage, or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389. Your week certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certification cannot be made on Saturday. Verify with your week's certification. It's scripted by 5 p.m. on Friday. Crew is on loss of benefits. Complete your first certification between Sunday and Friday, 5 p.m. With a final line by telephone, you need to remember your PIN. Additional description on the benefits, rights, responsibilities booklet. Accept your work requirements made for the following. Active union members who have submitted proof of extending their union. Employees who want to verify short-term layoff. Claims attending director proof training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work suspension. It is very important to care for your information is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a copy appointment for assistance. Beginning January 1st, 2023, the law requires you to contact at least your potential employers each week. You must arrive your contacts when you pick up claims. You met the same employer more than once. Unless the employer was not hiring, you first contacted them. With the employer let up against hiring, be ready to make at least a research one contacts each week. Crew is on denial of benefits. For assistance or work search, please visit a local Alabama career center. And do you have a pen and paper?
Yes.
I'm going to give you your confirmation number. And that number is 489.
Okay, one second. Okay.
Okay. So 489-899-205. And then 205. And that is your full confirmation number. And now I'm going to give you your PIN number.
One second, let me put it right in confirmation number. Okay, the PIN number.
Your PIN number is 2021.
2021.
So, I'm going to give you two phone numbers. The first one, this is for the weekly certification line, and you'll call this number starting this Sunday. And that phone number is 1-800-752-7389. And when you call this number,
okay, what number this is?
The weekly certification line.
You said a verification line?
Weekly certification.
Okay, weekly
certification.
Okay.
And you'll call this number starting this Sunday. And what they want you to do is, I know you said you had to cut back hours, but it's just a requirement and that you're still working. But they want you to apply for 3 jobs each week. And then on Sunday, you'll call in and put in the dates that you apply for those jobs. And you can use either the Alabama Works, that alabama.gov website, or you can visit a career center. It's just whichever you prefer. And both of those will help with your work searches. So they do want you to register either with the Career Center or the Alabama Works website, and it's just so you can update your online resume. But you can apply for jobs anywhere, and those are just recommended.
Okay, what do I have to apply for a job for?
So it's just mandatory. Like, I know you still working at that job, but it's just mandatory.
Okay.
And the second number, this is for the inquiry department. And you only need to call this number if you have any questions. And you can call this number Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. And that number is 1-800-361-4524. And you can call this number if you have any questions or if you want to check the status for your claim.
Okay.
You can also check the status for a claim online by logging into your claimant portal.
Mm-hmm.
So your claim has been filed, and all you have to do right now is, just starting this Sunday, you'll do your weekly certification. So Sunday is just a recommended date, but you can do your weekly certification anytime between Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m., and you can't do it on Saturday.
Okay.
And that was the last thing I had to tell you, Miss Lee. And your claim has been filed. Do you have any questions for me, or are you okay?
I'm good. I just want to know about the weekly certification, that 1-800 number.
Yes, ma'am. So, yeah, so you'll call the 1-800-752-7389 number, and you'll call this number every week, just as long as you need to. And how it works is, so each week, so it takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim, but each week that you do file, you'll be getting paid for that previous week.
Yeah.
But yes, ma'am. But that's basically just the basis and how it works. And do you have any more questions, or are you okay?
Yes, ma'am. Everything is good.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line, and I hope you have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you too.